The following is a Blue Sky Broadcasting sports presentation. Sandpoint High School football is on the air. Welcome to the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. An in-depth look at tonight's game with head coach Ryan Knowles. Now, down to the field with the voice of Bulldog football, Chris Chatburn.
Good evening, Bulldog sports fans. Welcome to University High School in Spokane. I think, technically, we are still in Spokane Valley. We've got a very beautiful night for football and a really exciting game on tap as the Bulldogs are here to take on U High. I'm Chris Chatburn, and Jay Vandenberg will be joining us here in just a little while as we continue through this Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. We want to talk about last week's game against Post Falls. First and foremost, I thought a very nice opening effort for the season for the Bulldogs, especially with the explosiveness they showed at times on offense. That was really fun to see. And the defense did a much better job in the second half. And a bounce here, a non-cramp there, a couple of different things go a different way, and that's a much different game. With the score a little more lopsided than the play on the field would have led you to believe watching it in person. It is spectacular here at University. They have a play clock. They have this big, giant, beautiful radio booth with heaters. By the way, not necessary tonight because it's nice and toasty and warm here at University. The Bulldogs came out of last week. It looks like fairly injury-free, so it should be a fun game tonight. University with a brand new situation. They've got a new head coach. They lost a bunch of seniors off last year's team. They are, quote, in transition. But what in transition means when you're a Spokane high school and what in transition might mean for some of our other opponents, probably two different things. I was watching the warm-ups earlier. They are still extremely large kids. Young men, I think you must say, as the line disparity is going to be apparent when they line up, and we'll see if the Bulldogs can hold up for four quarters. And we'll talk about that with Coach Knowles coming up here in a few minutes. I thought that maybe the Bulldogs wore down, especially on the offensive line, in that late third and into the fourth quarter. We're going to be bringing you kickoff in just about 15, 16 minutes. The first thing we're going to do is step aside for our coach's interview here on the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. On the way next, we'll talk with head coach Ryan Knowles here on KSPT and Roslyn 03.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yokes Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yokes is part of your life and part of our community. Yokes Fresh Market.
Finance now and pay later with an auto loan from P1FCU, and we'll give you 90 days before your first payment. Plus, get a rate as low as 2.99% for up to 72 months. Stop by your favorite branch, give us a call, or apply online at p1fcu.org in minutes. Drive off in the car of your dreams today with no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 2.99%. P1FCU, it's your community, and we're your credit union. Borrower subject to credit approval. Interest will accrue during the first 90 days if payment is deferred. Offer subject to change without notice.
We're back. It's week two. This is the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show here on KSPT and Rock 103. And we're talking now with Bulldog head coach Ryan Knowles. Coach, you said something to me interesting during the postgame interview last week about, moral victories and not, it's time to end moral victories. I understand that. I get that. I also wonder how you balance the tough schedule and not wanting moral victories and wanting to win with building a season and building the, confidence and having players who not only expect to win, but understand, the expectations of performance and performing at your best, despite who might be on the other side of the field.
No, that's a great, great conversation because singular efforts is really how I coach. When you know what a kid can do and you go out there and see him do it the best he possibly can, if that's not good enough, okay, sometimes your best isn't good enough in any profession. Okay, sometimes your below best is good enough, you know. But with the relationships that are built with this coaching staff day in and day out, with coaching these guys, we know what they're capable of doing. So we can't really look at who we're playing in that regard. We can look at us and what we're capable of.
Okay.
And that's what film is for. You know, when I talk to you is after the game, and that's always raw emotions and what I thought happened. And after you watch the film, there's always a whole new level of thinking, of actually seeing what happened. And that's a valuable coaching tool. So I to answer your question, I go back to singular efforts. I know what these boys are capable of doing as an individual, and I challenge them. What we need is the best version of yourself for this team.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of the things that I saw, and you can refute or add to anything there. You're down 14-0. You show resilience. You come back. You tie the game. You get down 28-14. You have a great drive at the end of the first half. And then, you know, really played him to a stalemate for most of that second half. That has to be encouraging, that maybe last year, maybe at other times, the tent might have been folded if a 5A team goes up 14-0 early.
Yeah. Well, I absolutely am proud of, you know, been a lot of different situations over the years in coaching. And to see a team in the locker room, you know, that's – in a game and come out and step up, you know, and do some nice things. They hung around, you know, for the offense to come back from 14-0. It was actually said last week, Coach Theobar said to the guys, hey, what happens when you're down 14-0? And, you know, it was like premonition. There it was. We're down 14-0, we score, and we're back 14-14. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, things that continually happen in this sport, and it's good to see the boys have the explosive offense was really fun to watch, you know, that to see those big plays, and you know that's a boost for everybody out there. You know, it helps our defense, you know, and you know we end up scoring on that first big touchdown to Christian Yamla, and you know, their defense has a three and out and gets off the field, and then we go score again, you know. So I really do think that our team always, and most teams do, they go as the other side of the ball goes, and we can't ignore that relationship between all three phases. So,
talk us just a moment about the maturation of your quarterback, Jackson Pettit, who was poised and played extremely well last week.
He played a great game. He was him and Christian were named co-offensive players of the week by our staff.
Nice.
Which, you know, we were super positive about them. They took care of the ball. Starting with Christian, he took care of the ball, which is the primary job of the quarterback. He deals with it every play. And it's a primary emphasis of our offense is take care of the football. It's number one. So he did that in a tremendous way. We are very multiple on offense, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to manage a lot of stuff. And he's always been a manager. You know, he's always done it well. But he has a few more tools in the box right now with Coach Steelbar's offense, and he is really managing it and executing it very well.
Well, I you know, second half you come out and it looks like both teams on defense, you know, found adjustments, found ways to stifle the other team. Talk about your defense and you know, the first half, one guy was just basically doing everything, and you really did a much better job in the second half of keeping that guy under wraps.
Correct. You know, when you're sitting at halftime with 35 points against you on the scoreboard, it's a humbling deal. But, again, that was the resolve that I'm talking about. The defense, we did make some adjustments, looked at a few things, and really had to slow down the Hauser,
yes,
the wide receiver who caught all their four touchdowns. And, you know, we came up with a plan to put our boys in a better situation. We were doing a little bit of movement by position because of the Kappen injury. We had to move Cox to running back full time, which he was our starting free safety. So there was some moving going on and a lot of coaching on the sideline going on during that. But you know, defensively they stood tall in the second half. We're making some plays. I thought Keith Jensen at nose guard was extremely disruptive and made two nice tackles for loss. You know, which are celebrated in our program. And Tag Benefield was an absolute monster. I counted 20 tackles for him, which is his career best, you know, which, I mean, 20 tackles. I didn't even believe it. I had to go back and count it again. But, you know, you always hear that from defensive coaches. Oh, 20 tackles. Like, he's got them. I got film to verify. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So he's a monster. When you look at, you know, the main critical part and one of our emphasis on defense is no big plays. And those four big plays in the first half really – you know, after the game, I had my opinion. After watching the film, I have another. I mean, two of them were great catches. Two of them were absolute great catches that I give their receiver credit for. He deserves, you know, that. The other two, we were not in a position to make the play. So it's kind of 50-50 between, you know, guys that they knew what to do, but maybe the speed of the first game just kind of slapped them in the face. I'm optimistic about them making those corrections moving forward.
I look to me, at least from our vantage point, that post falls kind of wore you down with the size of their line in the fourth quarter.
You know, I will dispute that a little bit. I wasn't necessarily feeling their offensive line as much as their tempo.
Okay.
Now, not taking anything away from them. The tempo is hard on the D-line as well.
Sure.
But, you know, I felt like between their tempo and us shuffling some guys around, having some key guys go both ways, I did feel the same thing mid-fourth quarter. On that touchdown to put them up 42-28, it was kind of like, you know, So here's what I keep saying. There's a window there where we're down 35-28 knocking on the door.
Yes.
Our offense takes four shots at it and we don't get in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yes, we should have scored, but we didn't. Okay. The first play at coming out of that, we drop an interception.
Yes.
We
true.
Drop an yeah. interception. Okay. Take and they catch it. I mean, it was in our hands and you know, we don't execute there. Okay. We'll take that drive a little bit further down the field, about 50-yard line. We got a third and one. We have a third and one. We make a stop there. They're punting. You have to punt that.
I mean,
unless you know, you just want to roll the dice. You know, as a coach, you should punt there. I'm thinking they do. We get the ball back, and
rolled the dice earlier and came up empty on it. You know,
they did.
Earlier in that half.
They did. At the point in the game, though, I would say punt and play defense because they were doing a good job and they end up ripping off a big run because of some misalignments.
Okay,
because then. The rest of that drive was where we felt that fatigue, and you know that's where I felt it. I said it on the sideline. I'm just going to say it out loud because that's where we felt it. And then we had you know, and that was kind of going up 42-28 at that point in the game was that deflating factor.
Yeah, and I felt almost more on the other side of the ball that their defensive line, especially when it got to the point where you guys were kind of trying to, you know, one dimensionally pass that. You know, there was not much time for Jackson in the mid to late fourth quarter to assess what might be happening right. downfield.
Yeah, they definitely got their I think they had four sacks in late in the game there, probably fourth quarter. But you know, as a D-line coach, that's where sacks happen late in the game when offensive linemen aren't fresh and you know there's a little chaos going on and a more predictable passing situation. So I do once again that's another opportunity to give them credit for executing when they do it. That's a good team. I said it numerous times. I think Post Falls is much improved from last year. I think they're a solid team, and I think we're right there. I think we need to keep using the word believe because I believe this team. I believe in these players. I believe they can do it. You know, it's just a constant effort, you know, those individual efforts. You know, how can we be our best self?
Final question. What do you expect to see from you, High? Obviously, their first game of the year.
First game, new coach.
So completely up for grabs.
Yeah, one of those things. Their new coach was on staff last year.
Okay.
So that is one thing that, you know, we're trying to decipher what they're going to be doing. It's hard because they've been pretty quiet this summer about things. We saw them one day at Border League camp, so we got to see about 10 plays of them, but other than that, it's like, whew, it's one of those where, man, fundamentals. Can we run? Can we tackle? Can we block? You know, can we protect the quarterback like you're talking about? And, you know, you look at, you know, everyone's going to want to talk about U-High and how big they are and this and that, size-wise of a school, but they only get to put 11 out there, you know, just like we do. And, you know, I like our 11 that we're putting on the field. I believe in them, you know, so that's going to be the, you can't ignore the mental side of that though with the boys. And that's what I mean when I keep taking the word believe. We need them to believe that our 11 are as good as their 11, not our whole team, our 1,000 person student body is their 2,000, you know, not everyone plays. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. So, it does. They only get to put out the same number that you do.
Exactly right.
No matter how,
that's all that counts.
No matter how many guys are roaming the halls.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you hopefully after the game. And we'll be back to wrap up the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show after this on KSPT and Rock 103.
Hi, this is Lenny from 7BTV, your local authorized dish retailer. Our community is our family, and we are committed to supporting the causes that matter here in Sandpoint. That is why we are a proud supporter of the Angels Over Sandpoint Back to School program. It's just one way we're helping to make a difference right here in our own backyard. Call us at 208-263-7288 or visit us at 7btv.com to learn more about how we are supporting our community through Dish Cares.
Whether you want to take a break for lunch or wind down at the end of a long day, Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint is the place to go. Jalapeno's is your best choice for fantastic Mexican food in a fun and casual atmosphere. They're also great for takeout and can cater any event, large or small. Need a banquet room for meetings, special events, or a birthday party? Jalapeno's has a perfect one waiting for you. To find out more, stop by Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 36 years combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
And welcome back to University High School as we are nearing kickoff here on KSBT and Rock 103. That would be KSBT in Sandpoint and Rock 103 in Kootenai. And joining us once again this evening, Jay Vandenberg. Jay, another beautiful Friday night for football. Glad you're along with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris. Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful night for football. A little concerned earlier in the day, but quite Spokane's got some great weather. So it's, I don't think weather's going to be a...
It's a non-factor for sure tonight. What will be a factor? The size of the University Titans and their offensive line. They got some big boys out there.
They do. It's a kind of position out here at University.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, they have a 77, 6'5", 325, and another kid pushing 300. And yeah, they're definitely got a heck of an offensive defensive line to the Bulldogs are going to have to work to deal with.
And it'll be interesting to see how the Bulldogs handle that as we get set for kickoff here in just the next couple of minutes. The Bulldogs won the toss, looked like they deferred. So I believe that it'll be University who gets the ball when we start this contest. Their offensive starters being introduced right now. And those starters are number 70, Michael Bodholtz on the offensive line, along with Preston Devenish, Brett Womble, Tanner Madison, Adam Sabota. The quarterback is Elijah Morse. He is a senior, also a senior tailback. Kobe Gilbert, number 24. Number 4 is the fullback. He also will play some on the defense. Marquise Milton, a wide receiver. Peyton Vernier, a senior. Larry Kennedy as a wide receiver. Cade Miller, also a wide receiver. For the Bulldogs, he did a great job last week. Starting a quarterback once again, Jackson Pettit. Pettit played spectacularly.
I tell you, that was, you know, we got a great look at what the new offensive coordinator system is going to look like. And I tell you what, Jackson said it. And you know, the wide receivers, the running backs did a heck of a job of executing, you know, putting up over 400 yards of offense, Chris. Jackson said it, very efficient, 21 out of 32 for 295 yards through the air. And just really good thinking, made great reads. And was able to put the ball, tuck the ball down, too, and pick up some great runs off of off some pressure. So, hats off to Jackson Pettis. He's shown his senior leadership, and that Bulldogs offense did a real great job.
Of course, with Kappa's injury, that means that we'll have a different starter in the backfield. Last week it was Garrett Cox filling the duty most of the night from the tailback position. So we'll see how that plays out when we get to the Bulldogs team football here in just a few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. You know, I think, you know, going into that game last week, you know, Kaplan was slotted to take about 70% of the snaps. And when he went down, that's really affected what the Sandpoint offense was able to do, because it kind of limited some of that, some of their running options that they had, because, you know, Garrett Cox didn't get the same amount of reps. So that was definitely a problem spot.
Yeah, and it really had a trickle-down effect on defense, too, I think, taking him out of more full-time defensive play. Dylan Peterson kicked it deep, and it is taken at the 10-yard line and up the middle and to the far side with a return across the 30, out to about the 31-yard line. Peyton Vernier, number 25, so right at about the 32, maybe 33. We'll see where they mark it. And that's where U-High will start on offense once again with their senior quarterback tonight, Elijah Morse. A lot of new faces on offense and defense as U-High graduated a boatload of last year's star players. So some guys are getting their first real varsity action, and it'll be interesting to see how they perform. U-High comes out, I formation, tight with the three wide, one back behind, and the handoff comes to that back, and he goes nowhere. Bulldogs read it very nicely right there for first contact for Sandpoint. For the Bulldogs was Sam Puckett, 44, and then the line filled from the inside.
Well, yeah, Keith Jensen playing that left tackle spot. Did a great job of getting off the block, and damn, great contains it outside, forced him back inside, and no gain on play.
So second down and 10 coming up after the very short gain, a few inches only. Morse, under center, drops, looks, throws it out in the flat, is caught, and it's going to be complete to about the 38-yard line. That's going to be a gain of, we'll call it 6. It'll bring out a third and 4, just a simple square out.
Yeah, exactly, Chris. One step back, quarterback one step drop, and a quick little square out to the outside. And Lance Harris just a little slow to react to that play as the receiver was able to come down the catch and pick up about 6 yards.
Yeah, ball was in the air a long time. So, once again, Morse under center. 3 wide. Big handoff. Morse rolling. He's got room. He's going to run. He's got first down yardage and more. He cuts back inside, gets hammered, and goes down at about the 48-yard line. Naked bootleg goes for a good 10 yards, and there was nobody home on that backside.
Boy, nobody home, Chris. They had Jake Ryan kind of sees the play happening, gets out in coverage, and just nobody out there to pick up the quarterback who has lots of room to run and able to pick that first down.
And we've got a Bulldog injury on the far side. Can't see the number of the player who is sitting down, talking with Coach Knowles and the trainer, right on the 50-yard line. And that player is up and
Treadway.
Walking off, and it's Will Treadway. And one would surmise shoulder or elbow based on the way he is coming off the field and holding that looks like left shoulder area. So first and 10, ball right at the 48-yard line, and U-High still on the attack here. As we get started, 10:24 left first quarter on KSPT and Rock 103. It's Bulldog football. Glad you're along with us tonight. Morse, handoff to the far side, room to run to the outside. First down yardage and more. Again, that far side of the field really opening up for the U-High offense.
Absolutely. Definitely, you see the University's High team here attacking that right edge of the Bulldog defense. Again, good blocking there, but he's still the outside, and he'll pick up about 9 yards and make it second short.
Yeah, second down and a long one. the running back on the play, Kobe Gilbert. Gilbert, lone back in the backfield behind Morse. So second and short. Two wides, one tight end. Fake handoff, another naked bootleg. And once again, room to run. And a first down and more inside the Bulldog 40, down to about the 36-yard line. Zach Benefield was in the vicinity, but didn't have the speed to corral Morse around the corner.
Yeah, exactly, Chris. Another bootleg this time to the wide side of the field. And the quarterback shows a little bit of speed out running the tag there in the backfield and was able to pick up another 8 yards on that boot.
So an 8-yard gain on second and one makes it first and 10. Ball out of bounds, the Bulldog 36-yard line. Morse, barking signals, handing off, up the middle, nothing doing. Maybe a yard or two that time for Gilbert.
Yeah, Keith Jensen and Sam Bucket again in for a stop. So far, the Bulldogs not allowing too much up the middle.
So second down, they give him two. Ball at the 34-yard line with 9:20 left. No score first quarter. Glad you're along with us here on KSBT and Rock 103. Chris Chaffer, Jay Vandenberg, and our special celebrity stat man for the night, Merrick Fox. Thank you for joining us and doing the stats for us. Says he's going to be back on the field next week, so we'll have to go someplace else for stats when we get home to face Connell next week. Back to pass, throw across the middle, is lobbed up and might be intercepted. I think it is. Bulldogs come away with it. What a pick for Jake Ryan, who essentially stole it away from the receiver.
Well, I tell you what, Chris, that ball just hung up in the air just a second. Jake, the receiver was open by a couple yards, but Jake, kind of catches up and then leaps. And what a great play. And it looks like they're fighting for it. They're going to the ground, and Jake won that battle. So that's the first big play of the game for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the defense holds. And, the first pass that Morse threw was in the air a long time as well, and the Bulldogs just been close. So here we go on offense. Bulldogs first time. Pettit, three wide near side, one off on the far side. Christian Niemela, handoff up the middle, and then breaking it to the near side, and a short gain on the play for the Bulldogs. Garrett Cox with the run, and they'll give him one, second and nine coming up.
Going to hear a lot of it. Garrett Cox tonight, guys. He's going to be the featured back, and he showed some tough grit last week against the Bulls Falls, picked up some hard yards, and last time make the first guy miss.
Four wide, three to the near side. Back to pass, Pettit, looking, throwing, hitting Cox. It's caught, but Cox is wrapped up in the backfield, but somehow gets away, and he's still on his feet, and then crashes into the yard marker on the far side. They have a first down on what should have been a loss of four.
Yeah, I'll tell you again, just like I said, 2 seconds with Chris, a tough kid to bring down. He's not real big. Going about 5'6", 5'7", but man, what a strong kid and what a great individual effort right there by Garrett Cox.
So they mark him about 6 inches short of the first down, third and extremely short power backfield. They hand it off up the middle, and it's a first down. I believe that might have been Lehman on the carry.
Yes.
So Tyler Lehman gets the carry, takes it from the 40 to the 45, and a first down for the Bulldogs, and quickly up to the line they come. Couple of claps, two more, maybe three. Now, Pettit looking over the defense, getting signals from the sideline. Takes the snap, drops. Look, gets hit as he throws, and it's picked. Hammered as he threw. He didn't feel the pressure, and that is an interception, and UI will take over on the 47-yard line, and Jackson Pettit had no chance on that one.
Boy, I tell you, just, you can tell me. Kind of see him thinking he's running out of time there, Chris. He kind of little pump fake there, but just hit when he's thrown. That ball just goes awry and ends up right and land right in the hands of a Titan linebacker for their big play.
Yeah,
big play.
Delayed blitz from the near side, and it caught Jackson just as he was trying to release it, and it was like he was trying to throw it to UI, although the contact had something to do with that. So here comes UI back on the offensive attack, trading turnovers to the team. Here's a handoff to the near side, and it's snuffed out immediately. Looks like Brandon Casey in there, along with number 40, Alec Christofferson for the Bulldogs. It's a loss of one.
tell you what, Sam Puckett right there coming off that edge, Chris, and getting into the backfield and making that running back cut back up the middle, and then of course Brandon Casey and Chris Officer right there to finish him off for a loss of one on the play. So yeah, you cannot deny the heart in Sam Puckett. You know, he had to spend the whole year last year watching with injury, and he's definitely fired up. Back to pass on second down. They try the screen, they've got it. A man wide open running up the middle. Cutting against the grain is Gilbert, and he's going to be tackled real close or just across enough for a first down. Beautifully run screen play for 12 yards, and that's going to be another first down for the Titans.
Yeah, that's a great play call right there. The Bulldogs really don't bring a whole lot of pressure, just three guys coming up the field, but everybody dropping back into deep pass coverage into their zones and able to toss underneath, and then the blockers get downfield to make a nice block to pick up that big 12-yard first down.
So 36-yard line once again for University. Their second possession deep in Bulldog territory, first and 10. Handoff. And this one is going to be snuffed out. Brandon Casey with the tackle after about 2, maybe 3 yards. If the running back Gilbert gets past Casey, there were a lot of running room.
Well, yeah, he was getting going downfield too, Chris, and that was a great job. It shows the strength of Brandon Casey right here to come off, fight off his block, and get his hands around the running back. Drop him after a 3-yard game.
So second and 7, 6:23 left, first quarter, no score. This so far, non-scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental. A proud supporter of the Bulldogs since 1979. They're in everything under the sun. Glad you're along with us tonight here, KSPT, another Friday night of Bulldogs football. And so far, an interesting first half underway. Pass thrown and caught as one of the Bulldog defenders falls down. It's caught down to the 20. The receiver on the play that time, number 3, Larry Kennedy. And that's going to go for a 16-yard gain and a first down.
Yeah, just a simple little roll out to the right. Kind of gives the quarterback a little extra time, look downfield, and receiver works his way down the field. And a perfect timing there as the quarterback's throwing. He turns, the receiver turns, and a nice little pass catch there for a big play for the Titans.
So for another first down for the Titans, who are rolling him up so far, that's their fourth. 2 running, 2 passing, hand up the middle, Gilbert. Stutter steps, but can't elude Brian and Casey again. This time, though, about 4 yards down to the 16. So second and 6 coming up.
Yeah, no secret here what the Titans are going to do. They're gonna use that big beef line and see who wins the line of scrimmage, who controls the line of scrimmage, and they're going to try to take it 2 or 3 yards at a time and then look down the field.
So Morse out of the huddle up to the line of scrimmage. 3 wide, fullback offset. Gilbert right behind the quarterback, about 6-7 yards. Hand off to Gilbert, following all that beef, and there's nothing doing. Once again, the Bulldogs are all over it. Puckett, Casey again on the tackle, and no gain. It's going to be 3rd and 6.
Yeah, great job right there, Chris. Just controlling that line of scrimmage there, and there's nowhere for the running back to go.
So third down play coming up here in just a little while. I want to remind you, tomorrow it's Vandal football on KSPT. Vandals licking their wounds after last week have scheduled themselves up something a little more to their liking, I think. Back to pass. Morris looking. Throwing across the middle, and it's almost intercepted again. Incomplete. Christian Niemela in on the coverage. And we've got a 4th down. And I watched their kicker hit about a 40-yard field goal in the warm-ups. They have a legit kicking game. See what they do here. It looks like they might be setting up for that. No, here comes the kicker now, running on late. Holder will be the quarterback, Morse. The kicker is Curtis Drews, and he's going to try and put it through from about 33 yards. Snap is a roller. The kick is up, and it is
no
good. It was long enough, but it was off to the right. So the Bulldog defense holds again, and Sandpoint will take over on downs after the missed field goal.
Yeah, again, the Bulldog defense doing just enough, Chris, to come up with that big stop. And, of course, that ball hardly even got off the ground.
I think it might have been high enough had it been over, barely,
yeah.
But it was off to the left a little bit, and
The old grounder snap didn't help the timing of the kicking team very much, I don't think. So right at the 20, Bulldogs will take over. Offense on the field. The MLN near side, three wides to the far side.
A lot of man coverage here by the Titans secondary.
Take handoff and a pass out to the flat is dropped. Elijah Larson picks up where he left off at the end of last week's game. Went right through his hands. I think he looked up to run before he caught it.
Yeah, it's typical of a young receiver, Chris. Just you know, trying to run with the run first without the ball, without before catching the football. So started off the game last week, three great catches to start the game, but struggled here lately.
Well, they go back to the same play, throw it to Larson. Larson gets a few, maybe five, possibly six, we'll say, out across the 25 to the 26, so third and four. So they go right back there. That time, Elijah able to come up with it, and we've got a third down and four for the Bulldogs, who put their trips in a bunch to the near side and pitch it to the Emila, tries to pick his way up the middle, and that's not going anywhere. It's a loss on the play of two, and it's going to be fourth down, and the Bulldogs are going to have to punt.
Well, yeah, just not a good series right there, Chris. You know, that first down play is real crucial to kind of set the tone for this, this drive. That early drop kind of cost them. Nothing happened there on that reverse to Nemo.
Yeah.
Very well defended by the team.
And he, you know, tried to cut it up into the middle, and I'm not sure Christian's going to do a lot of between the tackles. I'm not sure that's how it's designed. Bulldogs going to have to call timeout because the play clock running down as they don't get their punt team offense all out there. We'll keep it right here with 3 minutes left in the first quarter on KSPT and Rock 103. It's Bulldog football with the score tied at nothing. And this scoring update is brought to you by Burger Express, 100% hot, fresh, deluxe, any sandwich for free. Family-owned and operated. Go Bulldogs. Get a first taste of home cooking next week here on KSBT and Rock 103 as the Bulldogs will play Connell.
Yeah,
so that's a new opponent. Yeah, should really be interesting. See what is shaking in that one next week. Bulldogs backing it over on the sideline. Now out they come, and the punt team is ready to get it away.
Will Hurst back doing it.
Yep.
The punt duty.
Will Hurst doing the punting duty. Started punting last week, but then we had some other guys give it a shot before the game was out. Deep receivers back at about the 40-yard line. Kick is end over end, and it's going to come down and hit at the 40, the 42, and then run out of bounds at the 45. Good coverage out there by Elijah Larson, getting downfield and pushing the receiver out of bounds after about a 3-yard return. So UI will take over in this back and forth, but so far not no score in the first quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great punt right there by Will Hurst. That time just angling to the sideline, so kind of helps them out. And Elijah Larson does a good job just containing them and forcing them out of bounds.
So here comes UI once again out of the huddle. Their quarterback, again, the senior Elijah Morse. Morse, one man behind him. They hand it up the middle to him. Nothing happening. A loss on the play. Once again, wrecking the offensive play. Number 72 for the Bulldogs, Keith Jensen.
He is he's our big guy.
Yes, he is.
He's our nose tackle. And I tell you what a great job of getting off the ball, beating his block, and wrapping up the running back behind the line of scrimmage. They actually give him the spot right back to the line of scrimmage. But what a great play by Keith Jensen.
Yeah, that is a, shall we say, generous spot. And Jensen, one thing about Jensen, for his size, he is incredibly quick. So, second and 10 coming up now for UI at their 45. Fake handoff, another roll. Room again for the quarterback who locks it up, and it's complete. Caught down inside the 40 to the 39. Gain of 16 on the play. And the receiver, number three that time, Larry Kennedy, was wide open.
Yeah, I tell you what, the Bulldogs struggled last week on a couple plays coming out of that tight end position, Chris. And Chris Austin on the
he could have run and picked up almost that much yardage as well, as once again that bootleg was wide open for him if he wanted to take it. Hand up the middle. This time there is running room, and it's going to be a gain inside the 30 down to the 26, 24-yard line, we'll say. So that's another 15 right up the gut that time for number 24, Kobe Gilbert.
Yeah, just running off that right side, the soft tackle, Chris. A huge hole opens up in the behind that big, big tackle, number 77, and he was able to pick up a big gain on the play.
So Bulldogs employing the bend but not break defensive strategy so far in the first quarter. It's worked to this point. We'll see if they can get another stop here deep in their own end. Hand up the middle again, and better than nothing up the middle, and really the line push got him the 7 yards that Gilbert was able to come up with.
Oh, yeah, just studied his push. They just own that line of scrimmage, pushed on our defensive line, and the running back was able to just kind of chug in behind him. Picked up a big, good game. My turn.
So here we go on second down. They gave him 5. Second and 5 coming up. Morse hands off to Gilbert. Gilbert up the middle. Gilbert inside the 15. Down to the 12. That's enough for a first down and a 6-yard gain.
Yeah, right now just running the football, Chris, keeping it simple and getting the Bulldogs to come up on the run, and then occasionally they're going to go out and roll quarterback down the field. But right now that offensive line is controlling that line of scrimmage and the possession of the ball. Bulldog defense out there quite a bit.
Yeah, final seconds of the first quarter. Probably the final play of this quarter is a handoff this time to Gilbert. Gilbert again to the near side, inside the 10 to the 8. That's another 4 yards, and it'll be second down and 6 inside the 10 after we switch ends. One quarter of the books, all knotted up at 0. We'll be back with the second quarter of Bulldog football here on KSPT and Rock 103.